And each time I hear your name.
Oh, my, how it. Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Yeah. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence it takes to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan.
Thanks, Justin. Good to be here, man.
All right. So you sound busy. Tonight's a busy night, huh?
It's a busy night. It's a busy night. But, I'm ready to wow you.
All right. Before we move on, you know, last week we didn't have you here because you were taping Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I was.
How was that experience?
So I'm under a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't tell you. But I'll tell you that, it's exactly as you would expect from someone as intelligent as myself.
All right. There you go. You know what? Thank you for that, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's go ahead and hear this week's frying pan. What do you got, bud?
Okay, so everybody likes hamburgers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of universal. We all enjoy hamburgers. But why do they call them hamburgers? Because originally there was ham and hamburgers.
Okay.
Okay, so my invention is bringing hamburger back to the beginning of hamburger, and it's making hamburgers out of ham. So they are true hamburgers.
Okay, so hamburgers.
Well, that's the thing. They're not called hamburgers. They're called ham hamburgers.
Okay, so ham hamburgers.
Yes, and they are hamburgers. Instead of using beef, they are using thick patties of ham covered in ketchup and mustard.
Okay, so ham hamburgers.
Yes.
Okay. So why not just... Okay, ham hamburgers.
Yes.
Big chunks of ham. I mean, not to be confused with Spam and the other kind of
things.
No,
these are... Spam is processed meat ground up and ground into patties. This is thick slices of ham. So imagine a ham sandwich, but about 3 inches thick, put on a bun. Ham hamburger.
All right. Ham hamburger is this week's idea. It's a food invention from Steve Gadlin from I Want to Draw a Cat from You for You.com. 312-981-7200. Are we ready to critique and give ideas to Steve Gadlin for his idea of ham hamburger? So it would be straight up ham.
It is a thick slice of ham. So imagine sliced ham, mm-hmm. but imagine those slices as 3 inches thick. And now you put those on a bun. Mm-hmm. Similar to a hamburger, and you have a ham hamburger. So again, this is taking the hamburger, which has become a national treasure, and bringing it back to the beginning of hamburger. It's called hamburger for a reason, and we've sort of stepped away from that with the introduction of ground beef. So the ham hamburger is a thick slice of ham served up similar to the way a hamburger is served up.
I don't see anything wrong with this idea.
I'm going
to speak for Download Nation. I'm sure they'll speak for themselves. But the idea of a thick piece of ham with bread and...
So a 3-inch thick slice of ham, very salty, but very delicious.
So a 3-inch piece of ham sliced...
Yes, served up on a bun.
On a bun with ketchup and mustard.
Yes.
I'm only speaking for myself, but I also would like to try to speak for Download Nation, say we might have a winner here. All right, so the calls are coming in, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. You can text the line or you can call if you have questions, concerns, or comments, yay or nay, on ham hamburger. Steve Gadlin's on the line. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us.
And each time I hear your name.
Oh, my, how it hurts.
It's a download. It's Friday night at 10 o'clock, so you know what that means. It means it's time for The Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin. Steve Gadlin is out and about tonight, but he gave us a little bit of his time to come up with a new invention, ham hamburgers. Steve.
Yes, the ham hamburger is sort of a revision of what we've mistakenly called the hamburger for many, many years in this country. You know, the hamburger has the word ham in it, but we've neglected that entire animal. We've been making it out of ground beef. So that what the ham hamburger does is bring it back to basics. Mm-hmm. We've got a 3-inch slice of pork meat, mm-hmm. a.k.a. ham, and we put that on a bun, and we serve it up, and we call it the ham hamburger.
Okay. Ham hamburger. Would you eat it? 312-981-7200. What are your thoughts, your questions, your comments for Steve Gadlin? Let's go to the line. Let's go to Vic. Vic, yay or nay on the ham hamburger?
I got to go with the nay. I just think it's a little too much ham. It's a little too overpowering. You know, you can go with a traditional hamburger. It's a much thinner slice of ground mm-hmm. beef. Mm-hmm. And you get the flavor of the meat. The ham, it's just going to be a little too overpowering.
Okay, thanks, Vic.
Thinly sliced would be much better than a 3-inch patty. It's just it's overkill on the ham.
All right, thanks, Vic. So there you go. What do you say to that, Steve? Well, that it does seem like it's overpowering.
You know, it's interesting that he calls it overpowering because what it actually is overly delicious. It's a 3-inch slice of ham, very salty, but this is for the type of palate. It's for a classic palate. This mm-hmm. is for the type of person that is tired of us dumbing down the hamburger into something as mild and bland as ground beef and is interested in going back to basics. A 3-inch slice of ham, that's 3 inches of flesh sliced straight from the pig, salted up and microwaved for about 45 seconds. And slept on a bun. It's fantastic, the ham hamburger.
630 says there was never any ham in the original hamburger. The name came from Hamburg, Germany. That said, a ham steak sandwich 3 inches thick, that's close to a pound, nay.
Well, you're absolutely right. The hamburger as we know it was named after Hamburg, Germany. But what people don't recognizes that Hamburg, Germany was named after the 3-inch ham steak.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If I had a bigger staff, we'd fact check that, but I don't.
Well,
I don't,
it's fact.
So. Okay, well, I just have to take you at face value. Let's go to sure. John. John, yay or nay on the ham hamburger?
Well, the ham hamburger, 3 inches is a little too much. Mm. But Hormel already makes something like that anyway. If you want to fry up a bunch of them, yeah, stack them up. But Hormel's been making those for years. I make them myself. I love them. But okay. They've been in production for many years.
Okay, so John is saying this is not a new idea.
Well,
what do you say to that? That this is that you're kind
of
aping a different idea?
I talk to a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm a friendly guy. I've never heard one person say that 3 inches was too much. Okay. Second, I think Hormel makes the product much thinner than 3 inches. It's an entirely different product. The ham hamburger is 3 thick inches of salty microwaved ham and is absolutely fantastic.
All right. Okay, let's keep going. Let's try Dave. Dave, what do we like, yay or nay on ham hamburger?
The reason it was called hamburger is because I'm pretty sure it originated in Hamburg, Germany.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we
No, we've covered that. And Hamburg, Germany got its name from the 3-inch ham steak.
Yeah. Who is this I'm talking to?
That's the inventor, Steve.
No, you.
Oh, this is Justin, the host.
Justin,
yeah, Justin. I host
the Justin.
Show. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you could check in it. I'm pretty sure it was invented in Hamburg, and that's why it's called that.
Okay, Dave, I'll take a look. I might, in the break, get on Wikipedia, see what I can do to figure out just this sort of controversy.
Why don't we just defer to Steve? Who's,
yeah, I mean, it seems like
already.
Yeah, yeah, so... All right. Well, we'll keep going here. Let's see here. 773 says they love it.
Great.
They said that, but then they also signed their text Fred Flintstone, so that might be more of a I'm not sure if that counts. Let's go to Doug. Doug, okay. Doug's in Knoxville. Doug, yay or nay to ham hamburger?
I have to say nay, man. Pull out a ruler and look at 3 inches on it and think about it, man. You get your mouth over 3 inches of ham.
That doesn't sound so great. Yeah.
Well, that sounds that sounds like a guy who's never had his mouth over 3 inches of ham. It's actually a far more pleasurable experience than he's making it out to be. And I laugh because I've seen a lot of people who've never taken down a ham hamburger, and they're skeptical until they try it. This is all about giving it a try.
847 says, you know, isn't that called spam, microwavable ham
or breakfast sauce? Spam is a ground processed beef. This is 3 inches straight from the pig. This is solid consecutive meat sliced from a pig, 3 inches, microwaved, and put in between a bread bun. It's delicious.
Okay, let's see. 219 says, brilliant observation about the name, but have you tried ground ham? Maybe put in the food processor to work and try it. A ham sandwich is no more than a burger than a roast beef sandwich is a hamburger.
Yeah, that's something different. What they're describing is a different invention. Mm-hmm. It's one I've thought of already, and it hasn't been told. Yes, we're talking about...
Uh-oh, we're losing Steve here. We may need to call him back. Steve, you there? Okay, well, we're gonna put you on hold.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. You there? Okay.
Hello?
Uh-oh, we're losing Steve here. So we'll see if we can figure out Steve Gadlin's problem with his phone. Obviously, we're having issues. He seems to be out and about tonight. It is a Friday night. He's probably at Lollapalooza the more we sort of, you know, realize that Steve has a life. He's an inventor and an innovator. And sometimes he also wants to have a good time, as I see a bunch of people from Lollapalooza making their way back now down Michigan Avenue. Let me go through a couple more. Let's see if we can do it here. All right. I'll read all this stuff whilst we get Steve back on the line. IS 708, I have an idea. Grilled tacos. You make your tacos at home and wrap them up in foil and heat them on the barbecue. All right, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. 708 says, every Easter and Christmas, I have ham biscuits. You bake a ham, and we put it in them on a Hawaiian roll. That sounds good. 224 says, yes, so much yes, and thank you. Now I'm hungry. Maybe I'll go get a 3-inch chunk of ham from the fridge and make a sandwich out of it. Okay, that could work. 708 says, no, 3 inches of ham, too much ham. 224 says, the common belief is that the American hamburger borrowed its name from a dish called Hamburg-style beef or Hamburg steak, which arrived in the United States from German city of Hamburg in 19th century. The dish was nothing more than chopped meat eaten raw. All right, let's try Steve. Steve, you back? Steve,
hey,
you there? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right, I don't know
sorry
what
about
happened
that.
There.
Well, it's just...
No, it's no problem.
No problem. I mean, it's part of a... Part of the a busy day, probably a lot of people making phone calls to get their parents to pick them up from Lollapalooza, things like that.
I bet.
All right, so let's keep going here.
You know, I heard those texts, and I just have to say, people are misunderstanding what this dish is. This is not meant to be eaten the same way a hamburger is in a casual setting. This is a fine dining dish, 3 inches of consecutive ham that are microwaved and put on a bun.
So 3 inches, so three pieces.
No, not three pieces. And I'll say again, 3 inches of consecutive ham, meaning 3 consecutive inches sliced from the pig's body that are then microwaved raw from the pig and put on a bun. And a Hawaiian roll was a great suggestion. That's, you know, that would be good. People enjoy pork on Hawaiian buns, but,
okay, we lose you again there, Steve? All right, let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what do you like, yay or nay on ham hamburger?
Well, like everything he puts out, it's good in concept till reality kicks in.
Right.
The concept is good, but I'd have to say nay.
You know,
3 inches is way too thick.
It's too thick, yeah. I think that's what we're getting. Thanks, Glenn. That's what we're getting across the board right now. From different listeners who are calling in right now is that the ham may be too thick. All right, so what we'll do is we'll take a quick break here so we can get to the news with Rob Martin. We'll come back and we'll continue with Steve Gadlin, inventor, innovator, entrepreneur. Tonight's idea for the frying pan, the ham hamburger, a three-inch, how did he say it? A three-inch consecutive piece of chunk of ham straight from the pig sandwich with ketchup and mustard on a bun, microwave. The ham hamburger. Do we like it? Yay or nay on ham hamburger here on the frying pan. Stay with us. All right, more with the frying pan with Steve Gadlin after the news. Ham hamburger. You like it, Martier? You like it?
Anything related to pork, I give two big thumbs way up. I am on this one. In fact, I'm going to tell Steve right now that if Cuban doesn't go after this, if
you're
Mark Cuban doesn't
go
after it, I'm an investor already.
How in about, fact, but I mean, the 3-inch, that seems to be getting people
not,
thrown off.
Not thick enough.
Not
I mean,
enough.
I'm thinking 4.5, 5, maybe even 6
See?
Inches thick.
There may be a possibility for a endorsement deal with you. You and Gadlin should talk offline.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets Rob Martier likes it, that kind of thing.
Love it.
All right.
And each time I hear your name.
My, how it hurts. It's the frying pan here on the download. Friday nights at 10 o'clock. Of course, Steve Gadlin, the entrepreneur, the innovator, the inventor. He comes on the show to pitch his new idea so we can poke holes in it before he brings it to his boss, Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin is back on the line. I think we got the phone situation figured out. Steve,
fantastic.
Ham hamburgers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the ham hamburger is taking the hamburger back to its roots. And, I want to apologize for the street noise here, but I've been at Plopapalooza tonight, so it's a little noisy here. A lot of the rock and roll bands are playing. But back to the ham hamburger, it is a 3-inch slice of ham cut straight from the pig, 3 consecutive inches of pig, then microwaved and slapped on a bun. And what it does is it brings us back to the root of the hamburger, which, of course, was named after ham, the special meat we all enjoy from pigs.
Okay, let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Charlene. Charlene, yay or nay on the ham hamburger?
I don't think it's a good idea. And if he knows where the ham part is, which is the rear end of the pig, you don't just slice it off. It has to be processed to be ham. And if you don't cook it correctly and long enough, you could get trichinosis or something like that.
Yikes.
So I don't think he's giving the right. Ask him where the pig's ham comes from, because
okay.
All the pig is not ham.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to listen. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Charlene. We appreciate that. So, yeah, good question. Are you familiar with the way that ham is cut for you to be able to get a 3-incher?
Well, I'll be honest, all I know of ham is a pig. The last time I saw a pig, it was pretty big. No rhyme intended there. So it's, what I would do is slice 3 inches of pig straight out of the pig, stick it in the microwave, and stick it on a bun. It's pretty simple. So I'm not sure, she gets into a lot of technical questions there. That's not my expertise. That's why I employ some pretty fantastic butchers to answer those questions for me.
Okay. 847 says, the ham hamburger sounds incredible. I would
Great.
Simply add a thick slice of Velveeta and an over-medium egg on top. The stipulation that is designed to go straight from the pig to the microwave is
mm-hmm.
a sign of a delicacy.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about the ham hamburger is while its most basic version is 3 inches of pig straight from the pig straight to your microwave, you can add it, whatever you want. If you want to add a quail's egg or caviar, something to raise the flavor profile, that's entirely up to the chef.
There's someone, 630, who really wants to get into the technical aspect of the meat, saying that you keep referring to the meat as pig or pork, which technically it is, but ham has undergone a curing process that makes it different than pork. You should know this. That's what this person's saying.
Right. No, I think we're on the exact same page. So this is 3 inches sliced straight from the pig. And what we do is we cure via microwave. So the entire curing process, and this is patented now, happens via the microwave.
708 says, but ham cannot be sliced right from the pig. Ham is a cured meat. It will be sliced from the ham hock.
Right, and again, what we're doing is something new. You know, that when people say cannot, I remember when people said we cannot go to the moon until someone invented the moon rocket. So, you know, a similar situation here. You can't say that ham cannot be sliced straight from the pig. What we've done is we've invented ham that is cut straight from the pig.
Okay. 224 echoes a sentiment that I've heard throughout the night, which is, aren't you talking about Canadian bacon? Same concept, a thicker cut of bacon or ham.
No, I have not seen a 3-inch slice of Canadian bacon. So what this is a 3-inch slice straight from the pig. It's as if you took a knife, a 3-inch knife, jabbed it into a pig, and cut yourself a square, and then put that square in the microwave and then onto a bun. So a completely different product than Canadian bacon.
630 wants to know, any cheese?
That's, again, up to the chef. It is Bluetooth compatible, though.
It is. How is it Bluetooth compatible?
Well, it's connected via Bluetooth to your phone, and that's why it's Bluetooth compatible.
All right. Well, okay, 847 says a 3-inch consecutive slice of ham is meaningless. Is it a 3-inch piece of ham or a 3-inch in diameter piece of ham?
That's a great question. So it is 3 inches thick, and it is also 3 inches in diameter, so that's 3 cubed.
Okay, 630 wants to know where the information can be found about microwave curing. They're interested.
Well, that's a patented process, so there is no information about it. But it is something that is patented and safe and delicious, to be honest.
Okay. A lot of other texts here. 312-981-7200. There's a lot of people that are really following the same sort of line of questioning about sort of the idea of where you're getting the ham from.
The pig.
No, I understand. I think they're saying that it just doesn't work that way. Like 773 mm-hmm. wants to know, salty ham. Are you talking about Tennessee ham, or are you talking about a different kind of ham?
100% American ham. So some of it's from Tennessee, some of it's from some of other great states.
All right. So 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Steve Gadlin here on the Frying Pan. We'll get to some of the more colorful comments and texts that have come in,
sure,
as well as your phone calls. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
And each time I hear your name.
Oh, my, how it hurts.
It's a Frying Pan here on the download. I'm Justin Kaufman. Steve Gadlin joins me by phone. He has the idea tonight, the ham hamburger. One last time, give us the pitch on the ham hamburger, Steve.
Yeah, so what it does is it brings the hamburger back to the pure sense of the word. As many people know, the hamburger was actually invented using ham. And what the ham hamburger is a 3-inch slice of ham straight from the pig, straight to your microwave, straight to the bun, and then straight to your belly. It's absolutely fantastic.
All right.
It's a 3-inch thick slice of ham, microwaved and put on a bun.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Evelyn. Evelyn, yay or nay on the ham hamburger?
I think this guy just got some loose things in his head.
Yeah, well,
call is about thick sliced ham, probably if you buy a canned ham, because it's pretty thick.
Yeah, canned ham would be, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Thanks, Evelyn. Steve, loose screw in the head, maybe.
Well, I doubt it. I doubt I have a loose screw in my head. In fact, few people know there are actually no screws in the head.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all brain. Yeah.
Leave it up to you for that one. Let's go to John. John, yay or nay on the ham hamburger?
Yeah, you know, this product is going to save my life because about 6 months ago, my girlfriend made me go vegetarian because she was a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to eat these lousy vegetarian burgers on a bun. So what I'm thinking I could do is just use the 2 pieces of 3-inch pork as my bun, and that just gets me around the whole issue.
Oh.
I just tell her that's the bun.
Yeah, that could work, John. I mean, that ham is meat, so still gonna have to deal with that. But
it is vegetarian.
It is vegetarian?
Yeah, 3-inch sliced straight ham because it's pure straight from the pig. We don't do any processing, so it is vegan and vegetarian.
All right. Well, I don't think that's what vegetarian means, but...
Well, that's what it says on the label.
Yeah. Okay, then. Let's go to some of the texts here, and we'll just kind of roll through them. You ready to go? These are some of the more specific stuff that's going to get you a little bit... it's just going to be a little bit more critique-y than usual. 630.
Okay.
How high is this guy?
Well, I'm not. Okay. Not at all. Zero all right. high.
Okay. So let's keep going here. 773 says, hey, Justin, this guy used to be great, but lately he's just boring and stupid.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. If it's boring and stupid to change the world, then put me in cuffs, friend.
Okay. 630 says, ham hamburger is redundant because the word burger itself has become ubiquitous. He could simply use hamburger to describe his hamburger just fine.
Well, I could, but there is already a product that has copyrighted the name hamburger, mistakenly, and it's ground beef. So I do need to modify the name slightly just to drive home the point that it's ham.
Okay. 847 says, no, 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 no.
Okay. How about yum, 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 yum?
That could work, too. That's good, yeah.
One bite, that's what they'll be saying.
There was never any ham in a hamburger. The name came from Hamburg, you idiot.
Right, but again, the city Hamburg was named after the 3-inch slice of ham.
I think I've had a ham hamburger, only I was told it was Canadian bacon.
Yeah, and I doubt that their Canadian bacon was sliced 3 inches thick.
708 says, I think Steve is filled with toxic sludge. I don't know where that... Maybe
entirely possible, but that doesn't disqualify me as an inventor and a creator.
Nice idea. I love the thick ham hamburger. Airlines would love this idea if they handed them out for lunches. Then the people that threw them or refused to eat the ham hamburger could throw them at a bad person or a terrorist.
You know, that's... For the first time in my life, that's an idea I haven't already thought of. But I'll write it down in my little notebook.
That's one of the, yeah.
Yeah, that's a clever one.
Yeah. All right, I'm keep going here. There's some recipes that have come in. Let's keep going. We'll go past that. 630 says Hamburg's name comes from its history as members of the Hanseatic League of the Holy Roman Empire, a city-state, as one of the original states of Germany.
Nope.
All right.
Not true. It came from the 3-inch slices of microwave ham.
Come on.
Microwave ham. Also, the book Animal Hearts by Paul Lukart is a fantastic read.
Okay, there you go. That's something out of that. Okay. I like my ketchup on my hamburger. How about you? 312 says that.
Okay, I do ketchup.
Yeah. I'm, 219 says it's too big. Make it 2 1/4 inches and call it 3. You wouldn't be the first to lie about size.
Well, actually, that's the thing. Once it's microwaved, it actually shrinks down to about 1 3/4 inches.
Oh, it does.
But we do call it a 3 inches raw.
269 says, thank you. I'll never get this 20 minutes of my life back. Your guest is a moron. I'm changing the
only
station.
20?
These are all different texts.
Okay.
And then I'm going to end on this one. Someone 630 says, is it blue cheese compatible?
Well, I already said it was, yes.
Blue cheese.
Oh, blue cheese?
Yeah,
compatible.
See?
That's clever. Yes, it is. That's something I thought of.
That is. Each week he comes up with a new way. This is 815. Each week he comes up with a new way to either injure or poison potential customers. Hope he has enough insurance to cover all the lawsuits. Finally, he never actually does research on any of his ideas. Wow, another loser.
Okay. Well, I do research, and I just said doo-doo on the radio.
There you go. And last text tonight we'll do, 773 says, empty rhetoric and bad ideas. I thought the political conventions were over. Boom. There you go.
Great.
Good
that
way to end the...
I will not recover from.
Yeah. So I think you got a little bit of both ways.
Yeah.
I think that, and 773 also wants to know how you said Lollapalooza is Papa-Palooza? It's Lollapalooza.
Yes. Okay, that's their opinion. That's fine.
All right. Well, Steve Gadlin, once again, I think this is one that there is an interest in. I think we got a lot of nays, but there was a lot of people that were interested, at least in debating the concepts of the 3-inch slice of consecutive ham from the pig that is microwaved and put on a bun and called the ham hamburger. Yeah. But so maybe back to the drawing board, but this might be one you keep close to the old back pocket.
Or back to the cutting board, right? Am
there
I right?
Go. There you go. Steve Gadlin, thanks for joining us tonight, and have a great weekend.
Justin.
See you next week.
Take care.